This is the Blue and Orange Experience, your official podcast of Morgan State University Athletics. I'm Lamont Germany. This week on the Experience, football's back.
Jordan Tolles breaks a tackle at the 30. Tolles to the 20. Jordan 15, the 10, the 5, the high.
Morgan State football.
Jordan Tolles takes it the distance. Bears on the board.
It's been a while, a long while, but Coach Damon Wilson and the crew are ready to go.
It gives us an opportunity to focus on us. You can try to correct some of the things that we've been doing wrong.
Bears getting set for the second half of the season. It's time to attack the MEAC. Practice well underway on the hardwood. Basketball practice. We'll step into Hill Fieldhouse. Let's see what's going on with the men and the women. Morgan volleyball coming off a long hiatus. Back on the hardwood, looking to make a move in the MEAC. And in the blue and orange spotlight this week, Morgan State University linebacker Sam Allsheimer.
Yeah, we're a resilient group for sure. We just had practice an hour ago and it felt like a game, the offense against the defense. So I would say we're locked in, we're focused, we're ready to make a run and do everything in our power to win every game possible.
All that and more on this week's edition of the Blue and Orange Experience.
Deep ball, down the seam, got a man out there, makes the catch.
Here come the Orange and the Blue.
1, 2, 3,
let's go!
Knocks down the three ball.
Lined in the right field, all the way to the fence, rounded second, headed for third.
Who you play for?
First stop on the Experience, the football field. Head coach Damon Wilson says there's plenty of season left, plenty of reason left.
I think we've been in a number of the football games, but hadn't finished them, but we didn't play very well second half against the Yale team, so that was our last time on the field. And the reward we get is to play a very good North Carolina Central team, so it's important for us to try to simulate as many game-like situations so we can continue to stay in a game mode to get ready for Central.
5 games left in Morgan's football season, all 5 against MEAC opposition. Central, Norfolk, Dell State, South Carolina State, Howard on the clock. When you set foot in Hill Fieldhouse these days, all you hear is the sweet sounds of basketballs bouncing. That's because practice is underway for both the men and the women. It's that time of the year when everybody's wondering the same thing. What we get? When it comes to women's basketball, when it comes to men's basketball, what we got? I got to find out. I got to go to my sources. For women's basketball, I got to go to Gabby. Sophomore guard from Baltimore, Maryland, Gabby Johnson. What we got?
We got dogs this year. Like, we got people that we'll feel comfortable subbing 5 and 5 every time. We have 14 starters on our team. Like, we all got that effort. We all compete in practice. Like, the scrimmages are so different in practice. Like, it's like game. Like, I feel like our practices now will be harder than our games.
And when it comes to the men, Will Thomas, he always tells me the truth. What's up, Will? What's happening with the fellas?
Great team. We got a lot of size, versatility, guards.
That's what I'm talking
big
about.
Big play, wing play. We got everything.
Okay, okay.
Okay, Will. Okay, Gabby. If y'all say so, I'm going to go with that. Will and Gabby, they ain't never lie. Definitely a positive vibe for Morgan State basketball. The lady is going to open things up Monday, November 6th at home against Washington at Venice. The men are going to get the party started that same night, November 6th, Monday, November 6th, on the road against Arizona. But bowling is already underway. Morgan State University bowling under new management. First-year head coach, Alvin Franklin, Jr. His squad got things jump-started at the Penguin Classic in Youngstown, Ohio, hosted by Youngstown State University. Morgan State would finish the 3-day competition with a 10th place finish. Arkansas State captured the team title with a 10-3 record. Host Youngstown State 9-4. They play second. Nebraska 8-5 finished third. Morgan would finish the weekend 3-10. The Lady Bears were led by a newcomer. Kiara Smith placed 21st overall. The Ladies of the Lanes back in action this weekend. Traveling to Kutztown, Pennsylvania, they will partake in the Golden Bear Invitational set for October 20th through the 22nd. Morgan State Volleyball, after a long hiatus, back on the floor. It's all about the MEAC now. Morgan returning to the floor with back-to-back home matches against Howard on Wednesday and Maryland Eastern Shore on Friday. Morgan Volleyball coming off a 3-1 setback to the Norfolk State Spartans last Sunday. Time now for the Blue and Orange Spotlight. In the spotlight this week, we go football, we go defense.
Time to kick it with a member of the Morgan State University football team. Talk about the linebacker, number 24, a first-year Bear, coming over to Morgan State from Towson University. Local young man from Howard County, Sam Alzheimer. Sam, we appreciate you taking time to join us on the experience.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here and talk to you for sure.
Let's talk about what brought you from Howard County to Morgan with a pit stop in between at Towson University.
So coming out of high school, I lost my whole junior year due to injury. I broke my leg, so I didn't play my whole junior year. So I was basically, that's the most important year for recruiting. So I didn't have any offers. I had zero stars coming out of high school, no offers. No, I thought I was going to be a D3 or a D2 ball player. And I was lucky enough to pick up a preferred walk-on spot at Towson. So that was my only opportunity to play college football at any level, was a walk-on spot at Towson. And I remember coming in and looking at the depth chart, and I was like 7th or 8th on the depth chart. Like, it felt impossible at that moment. But I was able to work up the ranks just through effort. And they had an opportunity for the guy with the highest effort on scout team got to travel with the team, and I was able to win that position 7 out of the 10 weeks of the season. So that gave me my first opportunity. The next year I won a job on special teams, and then I just kept improving my role on special teams until it finally got me an opportunity at linebacker. And then from that film, then all the coaches at Towson, they got fired my junior year. So then it kind of just left me with nowhere to turn, and I went into the transfer portal. And then Coach Wilson and the staff at Morgan were happy to reach out, and it was fantastic to connect with them. It was like a God-sent little message to be able to connect with them. So that was my opportunity to come over here at Morgan to be put on scholarship. So from a walk-on to a scholarship player meant a lot to me, and shows really how Coach Wilson is, just really cares about his players a lot.
Sam, was it important for you to stay local when you left Towson? Were you looking for an opportunity that didn't take you too far away from home?
Absolutely. So my parents and my grandma come to every single game, so I wanted to stay as close as possible so we could maintain that. I don't think my grandma's missed a game probably since I was, maybe ever. Like, she came to every game since I was probably 7 years old. So I wanted her to be able to watch me grow as a player and as a man here at Morgan State.
You have to have a lot of confidence, Sam, in yourself and perseverance when you're facing odds like that. You're not getting scholarship offers when it looks like you may have to look at Division II or Division III opportunities. I'm assuming that there's a lot of belief in Sam.
Yeah, and it definitely goes back to the support system that I was just talking about with my family. Like, I've definitely doubted myself for sure over the years, but when I talked to my grandma about it, like, in her mind, like, I'm the best football player out there. So, like, talking to her, talking to my dad and my mom, I know that they believe in me. So that over time has, like, instilled in me to believe in myself. But absolutely, it's just come down to, like, hard work and dedication, because, like, it's just believing in myself, really just, it's really through preparation. The more prepared you are, the more confident you will be. So that's kind of what I believe.
You've had a chance to see the rivalry from both sides.
Yeah.
Playing for Towson and playing for Morgan. You got on the field against Morgan, and obviously on the field a few weeks ago when you had to play against Towson. So walk me through that, from both sides of that rivalry. Initially, you were a Tiger, and then playing for the Bears on the other side of the coin.
Yeah, it's an awesome rivalry, the battle for Greater Baltimore. So in 2021, my first snaps at linebacker were actually playing for Towson against Morgan here at the stadium at Morgan. So, and then the following year, I was at Towson, was a really close game. And then this year, I was playing for Morgan, which was really, really cool. It was so awesome to see the amount of fans that came for the game. So it was so cool to see the stadium packed. And it was pretty crazy to play against pretty much every single player on the Towson team I was teammates with. There were no transfers or no new guys that started on the team, so it felt like practice almost. It was pretty crazy, but I did feel like that gave me a slight advantage to where I was familiar with everyone, because you normally just have a little bit of film study and what your coaches tell you, but I personally had gone one-on-one against pretty much all those guys before. And it is, as much as it is a rivalry, I feel like there is a level of camaraderie between the schools, a level of respect as well. Because even though during the game we're trying to win the game as much as possible, we're doing whatever it takes, and sometimes it gets chippy here and there, but after that last whistle blows, I feel like everyone shows a sign of respect and shakes each other's hands, and it's still good to see those guys, and we're still, even though we're on opposite teams, I feel like we're still friendly with each other at the end of the day.
What are you feeling in terms of the competitive intensity for both sides and how important it is for Towson to beat Morgan, and then the flip side of that for Morgan to get Towson?
No, you can absolutely feel it on the field. Like, even from the opening kickoff, you can feel like the intensity in the air, especially the amount of people that there was a lot more people here at Morgan than we've had at Towson the last year, or even here at Morgan 2 or 3 years ago. So you can definitely see how important it is to this community about that game, and especially on the field. Like, everyone gives their best that day, so you really got to be on your A game and ready to deliver to a packed house.
Sam, let's talk about the trajectory of this season so far. We've reached essentially the halfway point. It got off to a good start and the upset win over the University of Richmond, and then, of course, the heartbreak a week later in Akron, Ohio, when it got away from us in the last minute. Talk to us about the ups and downs of this season so far for Morgan State football from your perspective as a student athlete.
Yeah, so we started out going into Richmond. It was our first game, so we didn't know what we had as a team yet. We had a lot to prove, and we came out firing and played a really good complete game, really error-free, penalty-free, and that was kind of what came down to it in the stretch. They just made more mistakes than us, and we were disciplined, and we were able to play our brand of football the way that Coach Wilson has coached us to play and expects us to play every week. And then following up at Akron, we had a great game. Football is a tough game. Sometimes it comes down to one play, one mistake, and it didn't go our way that day. But we still played a disciplined game, a tough game, and I was proud of our guys for their effort and determination and discipline showed in that game. And as the season's gone on, we've continued to improve in our practice, our scheme. I feel like our practice intensity has picked up every single week, and we learned to practice the right way, staying off the ground, keeping guys healthy. And then after that game, we went into Towson, and it was another game where we were disciplined. We made some mistakes, but we were able to battle back in the second half and make it a competitive game. And then continuing on to Yale, we went to at Yale. Oh, sorry, we played Albany.
Yeah, you forgot that rain game, man.
Yeah, that was insane. So another low-scoring affair. In the rain, that game was extremely intense. It felt like almost like youth football out there with the rain. Like, it's like everything goes out the window. It's like it's hard to pass the ball. As a defensive player, as a linebacker, I love those type of games. So that was a lot of fun for me. That was the first game I started in my career in college, and that was an honor, definitely an honor, and something that I'm very happy about, and definitely be able to like tell my kids about that day. But then, unfortunately, it was like a double overtime loss. But like I said before, that's football. It teaches us life lessons more than anything, because in life, everything can't go your way, even though you may prepare as much as possible, train as much as possible. We played discipline. We played well. They're a top 20 team, but on that day we just came up short. And then at Yale, they got the better of us that day. We didn't play to our capabilities. We had a good first half, but then I think a little bit of a lack of focus. And but it's on our shoulders. We know what we've. What we've done and what we have to do going forward to improve and fix that. We've corrected our mistakes, but we just can't let things snowball.
You had a big play in that Yale game. I'm not going to let you get away without talking about your strip sack, walk me through that play. Set up our only score in that game. Walk me through that play from a pre-snap read to the time when you were able to make that play.
Yeah, so it was the first series that me and Xavier Shell got to come in at linebacker. I got a one-on-one opportunity with the right guard, and I just dipped him inside and shifted outside and went, you know, kind of past him. And the quarterback, who's a great player as well, he stepped up in the pocket. And he went to throw the ball, and I was able to reach out my left hand and just swipe the ball right as he was going to release the football.
Ball loose. Morgan jumps on it.
Bears have forced their share of turnovers in the 2023 season.
It was just a perfectly timed play that was, you know, I always just think it's God's timing, that there's really no other way to explain it, that he happened to take his left hand off the ball at that 1 second where my hand was on the ball. So it was just a... I feel like through hard work, those moments come to you. And I was able to knock the ball out. Luckily, it bounced off someone's foot and went right to Shell.
Linebacker Xavier Shell comes up with the recovery. Morgan State has the football.
It was our first series together in that game. And in the second play, we were able to force a turnover, which I think earned a lot of trust from our coaches and put us in a good spot moving forward. As you said, we were able to get a field goal out of that turnover. So that's always our goal on defense, to turn turnovers into points.
How did that feel? Because I saw some exuberance, some emotion from Sam on that play, watching it from the press box. And you're normally cool, calm, and controlled on the field, but I saw a little emotion after that play.
Yeah, I always try and keep, our coaches tell us to stay level, stay neutral, never too high, never too low. And on that, I will say on that play, knocking the ball out and seeing, once we know we're getting off the field and there's not going to be a next play, I tend to let loose a little bit. And it's pure emotion. There's nothing planned or anything like that. It's just going out there and letting everything loose. And my running back from high school, his name is Wande Owens. He plays for Yale. So,
oh, yeah, he's a quarterback.
Yeah, so we were able to go against each other after being teammates for almost our whole lives. So it was really cool. I wanted to make a play in that game just to kind of show Wande that, you know, the rivalry's still going. And I was able to make that play. So definitely was extremely excited, and it was a lot of fun.
You guys have reached the halfway point in the season, and you're going to be turning the page on what essentially is a new season. I mean, for all intents and purposes, you're 0-0, as is everybody else in the conference, in the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, at 0-0. So it presents an opportunity to reset the season. But in Morgan's case, it will come with an extended window in between games, almost a full month. And I guess the question, Sam, is, is that a good thing, bad thing, a little bit of both?
Yeah, I think you can perceive it either way, but I think the way that things go is always, it's always a good thing, in my opinion. It seems like God's timing, you know, it allows us a chance to recover from injuries, clear our mentals, really refocus and come back to the drawing board on what we need to do and what our approach need to be as a team in order to be successful. Because, yeah, we'll be the first MEAC team, the first MEAC matchup of the season. So yep, the winner of that game will be in first place automatically in the conference. So we have a opportunity to be first place in the conference, and I think that's what's on everyone's mind. And I think that brings a huge motivation to this week's preparation. But it is a lot of time, so making sure that we're diligent with our actions and not just being lazy and being complacent. So I think that's the biggest thing to maximize this opportunity and turn it into a positive, even though it could be seen as a negative situation.
Sam, talk to me about the general attitude of this team as the first half is behind you now and you're about to launch into really what is the meat and potatoes of the season when you try to go after a conference championship. Where is this team as a group in terms of their mental focus?
Yeah, we're a resilient group for sure. We just had practice an hour ago, and it felt like a game, the offense against the defense. So, I mean, everyone's full attention, full focus. There's a lot of energy on the field. You can feel a level of intensity that our coaches bring in the details and the process that we need to do in order to succeed on the field. And I would say we're locked in, we're focused, we're ready to make a run and do everything in our power to win every game possible.
Well, first game will come against the defending champs in the conference, North Carolina Central. They've gotten off to a 5-1 start. They're going to have a bye week too this week, so each program will have an extended opportunity to kind of scout up the other program. How much of this game, Sam, is that preparation when you're doing your homework, when you're doing your film work, and how much of it is when you step on that field and have to deliver?
Yeah, preparation is obviously so important, and a lot of times the team that is more diligent, spends more time in the film room, gets extra player meetings, player-only meetings, they're going to have an upper hand once you get to the field. But regardless of what happens before the game, it all comes down to which team is focused and ready to go at the kickoff, the start of the game. So it is obviously based on preparation, but your preparation can only take you so far. You still have to show up with a great attitude, with a resilient attitude, ready to focus and be extremely physical. And a lot of it is preparation, but you always have to show up and do the work. You got to show up to the job.
Now, your role has increased a little bit as the season has progressed, as you mentioned. Got your first start on a collegiate level. What does that mean to you when the coach says, "Hey, Sam, it's your turn"?
It means so much, especially with the amount of talent in our linebacker room. We were just talking on the field today how we feel like we're LBU or LB Linebacker University. So there's so much talent around us. There's a lot of, I think, four or five guys have made starts this season. So you can sense our coaches, Coach Brawley's amount of trust in all of us. There's no drop-off, no matter if I'm on the sideline, if whoever's on the field, it really doesn't matter. We got six or seven guys that could step in and do the job, so it meant a lot to me to be chosen for that game, but if it wasn't me, it would not have mattered. There's a lot of guys that could play the same role that I play, and we all encourage each other, and I think that's my favorite part about this team is how tight our linebacker room is with each other and how much we all trust each other. We believe in each other. We're cheering for each other. There's no jealousy, which is very, very common in almost every position group that I've been in previously. There's some level of that wanting to, because I mean, everyone wants to succeed as an individual.
Absolutely.
But seriously, in our group, I don't think any of us care who's on the field. Whoever's on the field, we're cheering for them, supporting them, calling out pre-snap reads and keys, trying to help them as much as possible. So it meant a lot to me on that day to be able to have my name called and step up to the plate. Yeah, so the whole linebacker corps as a unit, if one of us goes down, there's four or five guys ready to fill his shoes, and we all believe in each other immensely.
Sam, let's talk about your passions that have absolutely nothing to do with football. Take me and Sam's life completely and totally away from the football field. Where are your passions lie outside of the football field?
I'm a simple guy. I love being outside. Like, we're at the practice field right now. It's beautiful out here. I like hiking and all that type of stuff like that, fishing. But since I was 16, me and my best friend, Michael, we started a window cleaning company, and this was back in high school, just when I got my driver's license. And so we've been able to work through applying for loans and all that type of stuff, upgrading our equipment slowly but surely as we go, learning how to save money and reinvest that money into our own business. So since 2016, so this is almost 7 or 8 years of us running the company, we've been able to fully legalize our company through a LLC. We're fully insured, licensed, bonded, everything like that. We're even able to hire out a lot of our friends, and even some of the guys on the team have been cleaning windows for us this summer. Like Javon Fonroy is a guy on the team who's worked for us the whole summer. And so it's a great opportunity to where we can give our best friends really working opportunities where they can work alongside of us. So it's a fun environment where we can all learn and grow together, and everyone makes some money. But yeah, so we definitely spend a lot of my time working on the business. That's a big passion of mine, and I want to continue that even after school. So I worked a lot of odd jobs, like landscaping, and I worked in like a plant distribution facility where we're like packing trucks full of all these different types of plants. And it was hard work, and it was okay, but the pay wasn't great, and it was a lot of time consuming in the summer, and I just I did not enjoy working for someone else, so I knew I wanted to find a way to be my own boss. And luckily, my partner Michael, his dad actually cleaned windows when he was in high school, and he was able to sell his company later on. So that's where the idea came from.
But you got other responsibilities. You're a full-time student. You're on the football team. So the next question has to be, how do you manage time, Sam, given all those responsibilities?
It is extremely difficult. My partner, he plays lacrosse at UMBC as well, so we're both Division I student athletes. He is full-time in season in the whole spring, so the spring I'm running the whole business, but basically by myself, and he's in season, so he can't really help. So I'm hiring out everything, managing all our ads, managing our website, returning calls, scheduling everything, and oftentimes doing a lot of the work myself as well. And that's on top of our spring workouts for football. We have a whole month of spring practice, and classes, haven't even mentioned classes, which is obviously the most important part of all of it. And then throughout the summer, we have summer football workouts in the morning, and I'm able to, at like 9 or 10 a.m. after we finish workouts, I can go back home and like do a job for the day with my partner. We're both free in the summer, so. But then in the fall, I'm full-time football, and so I take a step out, and my partner comes, and he basically handles everything for the whole fall. So time management it's very difficult. I've definitely gotten better at it as we've gone, but it's still a struggle, definitely. But definitely a lot to improve on, but I think I do a good job with what's possible anyway.
Lastly, Sam, football, a physical sport, a contact sport, a collision sport. Where's Sam health-wise right now? Bumps and bruises, I'm sure, like anybody who plays football. But generally speaking, how healthy are you?
Yeah, I feel good mentally, and my body feels good as well. This time off, it was a blessing in disguise to recover our bodies and be able to recover from any small bumps and bruises or strains. But yeah, I feel good, ready to get back on the field. I think we all are ready to get back on the field and show what we can do. And I think we all love that, as physical as it is and as painful as it can be. I think that's why we're here, and I think that's why we love this game so much. The stakes are so high, and anything can happen on that field. And we all trust each other, play for each other, and our goal is to keep each other safe. And that's really all we can do at the end of the day.
Sam Allshauer, this was fun, man. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was an absolute pleasure.
That's number 24. That's Sam Allshauer, Morgan State University linebacker. We thank Sam for joining us on this week's edition of the Blue and Orange Experience.